Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, so there are no Athletic Bilbao-style flotillas on the River Lee tonight, but be in no doubt, Bayer Leverkusen are celebrating, and they deserve to be. A 5-0 win over Werder Bremen on Sunday, April 14th, took them to a first ever Bundesliga title. Michael Ballack never managed it, Lucio never managed it, Zé Roberto and Dimitar Berbatov never got there. But Florian Wirtz, Jeremy Frimpong, Alex Grimaldo, Granit Xhaka and company are history makers, all under the guidance, of course, of coach Xabi Alonso. OTC are spending the aftermath of the title win following Alonso's side as they attempt to continue their success with an even more unprecedented treble on the horizon to add to their shock Bundesliga crown, with the DFB Pokal and the Europa League still on the horizon. We're going to talk to fans, experts and players to try and figure out exactly how Leverkusen have done it, how it feels now they have done it, and with Alonso committed to staying despite the interest of some of the world's biggest clubs, how they might build on this dream scenario. Tonight, 4 days after the party to end all parties after the landmark win over Bremen, they aim to get past West Ham here in East London to match last season's achievement and to reach the Europa League semi-final. Alonso has said he trusts his players to be straight back at it, and why wouldn't he? The win that clinched the title took them to 43 games unbeaten in all competitions this season, though they wouldn't need to maintain that to progress to the last four, having built a 2-goal lead in the first leg. saying and doing are two different things, though, especially in the face of a first half West Ham onslaught on the pitch and from the stands, and an early Mikel Antonio goal for the hosts. The Bundesliga champs were shook. Yet, with their travelling fans still in fine voice and a few Alonso tactical tweaks, Leverkusen began to take control. It just needed the finishing touch.
It's number 30, Jeremy Frimpong, and replace number 14, Patrick Schick, number 22, Victor Boniface.
The game, but he's not been great. No.
Terrible ref.
So, Jeremy Frimpong's goal put the exclamation point on it for Leverkusen, kept that unbeaten record going, and kept the party bubbling. But just how tough was it to get back to the day job against West Ham? I spoke to midfielder Granit Xhaka after the full-time whistle.
For you guys, it was a real party at the weekend on Sunday. Leverkusen's never seen anything like it. How difficult was it to lift yourselves again after that?
I think it's not difficult. Of course, we did something in history. To win the first time ever the Bundesliga, it was something special with the fans to celebrate. Was something where you never forget. But we knew as well that 4 days later we have this game today. And we was good prepared. First half was not so good. We know that. But to come back after the first half like this, to show big character, to show different type of football, shows the team how good we have. Or we are with the quality as well. And I think, I said before, over 180 minutes, we deserve to go through.
And so many late goals. Do you always have the feeling, even when time's running out, that you're just going to get there because you have so many times, like you did twice against Karabakh in the last round?
Yeah, I think we scored over 30 goals this season after 80 minutes. This shows one more time the belief, the quality we have. And the coach gave us always advice, give everything until the game is finished and let's see what the result is. And if we play like this, with this belief, with this quality, with this hunger to take something or to win the games, it shows one more time the character from the team.
Finally, what sort of influence does it have on the way you're playing and the way you're approaching the rest of the season, the fact that you know that the coach is staying for next season? Because he could have gone to some other big clubs, but he said, no, we're not finished at Leverkusen. Does that send a message to you, the players?
For sure. I mean, he was like a player like this. He knows what it means to have this this type of things to speak about him. But I think we had the feeling from the first day that he's staying with us. He's an unbelievable person, first of all, but as well a coach. How he's working with us, the ideas, the training every day shows one more time his character as well. He was like a player like this, so he's doing this as well like a coach. And myself, very, very happy to be part of his team, but as well of his staff.
As Xhaka said, 5 games to go to seal that unbeaten record, in the league at least. His choice of words might have revealed a little of the team's line of thinking. Even if Jeremy Frimpong hadn't scored that late goal at West Ham, Leverkusen still would have gone through. But having sealed the Bundesliga title, the idea of going the entire league campaign without losing is less anecdotal and more of a feasible aim. The next step is here, away at Borussia Dortmund. Among the thousands of fans following the team that finally dethroned Bayern Munich to the one that had threatened to at the end of last season was Leverkusen season ticket holder Frankie Burton, who tried to sum up his feelings on the campaign of a lifetime.
It's been an absolutely incredible season for Bayer Leverkusen, one that I don't think any Bayer Leverkusen fan dreamed of before the start of the season. We carried the momentum on from the back end of last season, and this year we've played some of the best football that I've ever seen. It's been a team effort from start to finish. I think Xabi Alonso's style of play is clear to see. And I think that even when he's had injuries, you know, we lost people to the African nations. We've got different players to come in and sort of play the same system. We lost Victor Boniface for 3 months in the second half of the season and managed to get Patrick Schick back fit on the pitch again. But it's just been a fantastic team effort from back to front. You know, Jonathan Tarr has been a leader this year. Florian Wirtz has been amazing in midfield. And probably the most important for me has been Granit Xhaka. I think he's just added that dimension to the midfield of experience and leadership. And he's not reckless like he was at times at Arsenal. You know, he got sent off a fair few times, but he's been unbelievable for us this season. And yeah, I think they deserve everything that they're getting now in terms of European accolades, and you know, hopefully they can go on and win at least one more trophy and possibly three. But yeah, the day against Werder Bremen was just very emotional. The culmination of many years of frustration and hope, and it just all kind of came to a climax on that day. And to see the scenes of, you know, people on the pitch and hopefully trying to get the game finished before it was cancelled, it was a crazy day that, you know, many people will never ever forget, and something to tell the children and the grandchildren about. It's a special club. It's a very family orientated club. It's a very friendly atmosphere when you're there, and people look after each other. And you know, in the years that I've been going, I've been made to feel so welcome.
In the press room at Signal Iduna Park, journalists who habitually cover Leverkusen are greeting each other with smiles and hugs, and even calling each other Meister, champion, here and there. They see each other every day covering the team, and have done for years, and they're very much sharing in the unexpected joy of the title.
Yeah, for us geht's allerdings noch mehr. Für Leverkusen nichts mehr. Wir wollen natürlich an der Plätze erreichen, die berechtigten an der Champions League teilzunehmen. Dazu brauchen wir jeden Punkt dort. Deshalb kann ich mir vorstellen, dass es heute eine richtig spannende Partie wird. Also, jetzt geht's gleich los.
During the game, I also caught up with OTC's great friend, Archie Rintoul, who had been in the midst of Leverkusen's post-Bremen celebrations the previous week in his touchline reporter role with ESPN.
So normally, when we're in Signal Iduna Park, we're discussing the atmosphere here. But tell us about the atmosphere in the corridors of the Bayer Arena this time last week. Around this time last week.
It was beery. It was loud. I saw Nathan Teller with a megaphone whilst Jeremy Frimpong was trying to take photos with some of his mighty entourage and trying to shock him. And it was just full of lots of joy from people who I don't think were expecting to have this kind of joy. And it was lovely to see, just from the fans as well. The fact that the fans stayed out 2 hours on the pitch, despite the fact that they hadn't seen the team apart from when they disappeared off the pitch to avoid the big pitch invasion. It was incredible. And there's something about people who win, who don't usually win, that is just fun to see them coming to terms with their newfound status.
But it's funny, because really that was the first moment with Leverkusen that the mask cracked this season, because I thought the remarkable thing was, and I know you can't strictly compare the two, but you think of Dortmund when they had their title shot at the end of last season and they were ever so panicky, whereas Leverkusen had match point number one and they handled it like old pros who deal with that all the time.
Even from the fans. So on the final day of last season, when I was here for the Mainz game, as if the Leverkusen fans have heard the point I want to make now, they have started singing the same song to Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. And the song they're singing right now is Leverkusen are champions, or will be champions, and Cologne will go down. Whereas before they'd won it, and didn't win it on the final day of last season, Dortmund fans were singing, Dortmund are going to be German champions and Schalke are going down. Only one of those things ended up happening. But I think it shows you in part the confidence of having won things before, that you think you can be a bit more blasé about it. Leverkusen fans were like, we are not singing about being champion until right till the very end. Even in Berlin were they starting to kind of mention it. But before then, it was like, no. We're not doing this. But that whole thing has been a synergy between Xabi Alonso and the fans, and in that he's kept on going, we focus, I don't care what I'm meant to say, we're going to do our job and then we'll see what happens. And I think that was why there was also such a release, because they had, as you said, held that mask up and said nope. And it's so impressive, and I think it also shows you that you want to be somebody who is actions over words. And I think we encourage people to flaunt, kind of moonwalk their way through, when actually the reality is, to keep focus, you can't do that. You can't let the ego take over. You need to do the actions and the unconscious stuff first. And
Alonso is the opposite of flaunting, isn't he? And you think at every point where, you know, we encourage it as fans and willing consumers of football, the drama, but he de-dramatises everything. So a load of players went off to the African Cup of Nations. No big deal, we'll just get on with it. Boniface is out for 3.5 months. No worries, we'll just get on with it. There's been no complaining at any stage. And everything has just been calm, step by step, and let's see where we end up, right?
Be careful saying the words willing consumer to a German football fan here.
They might
clock you.
I'd only do it while they were singing.
It has been that use of the squad, though, that's been so impressive, that no matter what combination he's found within his squad, it's worked. Everybody gets the system and everybody's able to interpret it in different ways. And actually, I think you saw it on Thursday night, by the way, that after he brought off Odilon Kosunu, at the end of the game, he made a point of going over to Kosunu and spending 5 to 10 seconds, which is, you know, unusual actually after a game. It's usually, yeah, cool, thanks, we'll see each other in the dressing room. Making a point of going to him, look, I know it didn't go right, but I still care for you. I just spoke to Xabi Alonso before the game, and he was making that point that it's important that he shows that I'm going to be there for him. And
the fact that everyone's involved and feels involved is a big deal. I mean, that helped them cover for Boniface, for example. You know, there wasn't one silver bullet, but through a combination of a bit of Schick, a bit of Teller, they got through it, didn't they?
They've got, I'd say, four players who really need to play if the whole team's going to click. Those are Xhaka, Grimaldo, Tah, Wirtz. And you'll always see, I think, at least three of them in a starting lineup. Today, for example, Xhaka, Grimaldo and Tah, so Wirtz can be on the bench. And then around them, you've got players who are on a similar level to their competitors in the squad. And that means that there's a healthy level of competition where it's not like just a set first 11, which is, I think, where the traditional mindset goes. And that's actually helped them, because everyone thinks that they can play their way in, and I think they've shown that they can as well. Robert Andrich has got a lot more game time also because of Ezequiel Palacios being injured, but he's proven himself. And should they reach the final of the Europa League, I think it's going to have quite a tough task trying to pick the right team for that, because so many players have been on such a good level throughout this season. Someone like Edmund Tapsoba, I think, is nearing that level, but for the most part it's very competitive, and you credit not just Alonso but the guy who put it all together, Simon Rolfes.
And it feels like a genuine meritocracy because of that, doesn't it? Like, as you say, like, if you thought, what's the best team, what is their gala 11, it doesn't actually feel like there is one, does it?
No. I've been trying to work that out for a while, and particularly after what happened during the African Cup of Nations, the fact that they still just kept on playing very well and with no run-up really with their African contingent, managed to beat Bayern in quite comfortable fashion in the end. It tells you about the strength of this squad and the way that they're able to still keep such control of a game. So we're midway through the first half here, and I think Dortmund have been in the Leverkusen final third twice. and Fernando Caro, the CEO of Leverkusen, was on Das Aktuelle Sportstudio, so a German equivalent of Match of the Day last night.
But with live guests.
But with live guests and with a live studio audience. Let's not go into that. Point is, he was saying that Dortmund have twice the budget of them, Bayern have three times the budget of them, and yet still here they are. And that's actually, I think, what's caused a lot of problems for Edin Terzic this season, is seeing that clubs with a much smaller budget have been able to play not just well, but in a more aesthetically pleasing manner, namely Stuttgart, but most notably Leverkusen.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So what do you think Alonso and Leverkusen have done for German football? Because it was difficult, I guess, to talk about the virtues of the Bundesliga to non-regular Bundesliga watchers when the same team wins it year after year after year. What does this do for German football's international image, and what does it do for its self-image, do you think?
Internationally, it helps, but it was helped anyway by the fact that you had a personality of Xabi Alonso's stature coming into the league. You ultimately need a team to go far in the Champions League to really move the needle internationally. That's what I've noticed here, regardless of how many times Bayern Munich win it. With Eintracht Frankfurt, for example, who have a much more lively atmosphere than Leverkusen, winning the Europa League and making it to the knockout stages of the Champions League the following year weren't enough. So it's about doing it for another season. Even you think of that Ajax team, how well they did in the Champions League. It was actually not really enough to cast enough of an eye on Dutch football. You can't, I think, have one good season and expect people to come. But I think that the way that the Bundesliga would be best set to sell itself is generally approaching it in a long-term fashion, because you're not going to watch it the same way that you watch the Premier League, and it needs to be valued on its own merits.
Of course.
So I think it helps, but it's still like everything in entertainment, it's driven by personalities, and the fact that they have Xabi Alonso is somebody who I think is such an identification figure for people who watch Spanish football, English football, and German football. I think that's a big deal, and it's probably the biggest card they've got to play right now.
And in terms of the Champions League and next season, is that why his work here isn't done?
he's spoken a lot this season about learning. And if you want to learn, you need to lose as well. The only thing he's not really done yet is lose enough, particularly how you deal with a crisis. Or a crisis. Some crises. And I think that that's maybe a little bit of his thinking, to just give himself a bit more time.
I mean, I think he is going to mail you tomorrow morning a DVD copy of the second leg of their Europa League semi-final against Mourinho's Roma from last season. I think he probably still wakes up in cold sweats about that one.
I don't think he does. I don't think there's anything that could cause Xabi Alonso to sweat. The only danger I've seen of him sweating this season was when he had too thick a layer on. I think it was a cashmere jumper at Union Berlin. And he even managed to resolve that situation. Had the white tee underneath. And I'm pretty sure it was ironed as well. And I'm like, oh, this guy is prepared for anything.
Unbelievable. They just won't lose. See how much that means. Lukas Radetzky has come all the way 90 metres to celebrate in the corner with the Leverkusen fans, with all the players, with all the subs. After we'd all caught our breath, I spoke to Leverkusen goalkeeper Lukas Radetzky, and we talked about how it feels knowing your team are always going to come back at some point. So, you've had so many of these late equalisers now. I mean, you must think you're never beaten, right?
I mean, a pragmatic human being would say we're running out of juice at some point, but to be honest, I still kept believing. And if it's a corner or a free kick, where the corner came from, everything can go in. I mean, we know the flow we have, and we know the belief we have in, and that's the key. And I mean, of course, you need a little bit of luck that we keep on going with this fantastic streak.
An amazing week for you guys. How was it sitting out the game in the week? Did that give you a bit of a chance to breathe in and absorb it all?
Well, it was a fantastic atmosphere. I would have loved to play, but I mean, the roles are clear. I mean, Matej Kova is playing the European games, and I mean, the way I can support the team is being present on the bench and taking part on the energetic part over there. And no, I mean, he's been doing a great job, and I'm happy to see that as long as we keep winning there as well.
Did it give you more energy to run the length of the pitch?
That's what you mean. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I told Josip he almost killed me. I cannot keep sprinting like this in my age anymore. Yeah.
So, did you ever imagine anything like this at the start of the season?
You hoped for it, but I mean, imagine is a pretty strong word. I mean, I would be lying if I would. I mean, I was imagining that we played a good season. I felt a spark, a spirit that I've never felt before, but something like this out of this world.
What does it say finally to the players that Xabi Alonso is staying here next season? What does it say to you that you're not going to stop, that you're going to keep going?
Well, I hope it's a signal that everybody else wants to stay. I don't know how the market is going to be and how the situation is going to develop in the summer. I mean, however it comes, I think we will be good. And first of all, we are, of course, happy that the trainer team, also Xabi, of course, but the other guys are staying with Xabi, and it's a functioning team, and yeah, it would have been a shame to go any other way.
So there's some of the story of Bayer Leverkusen's remarkable season. Some of the story, because even with silverware in the bag, with a body of work that didn't seem possible last summer, it's not over, with more to come, more to chase, more to achieve. That was the Xabi Alonso way as a player, to continue trying to find new peaks to scale, to set new challenges. And it appears that core desire will define him as a coach as well. So many surprise title winners are shooting stars, flying high far too briefly. Alonso's Leverkusen, for the rest of this season and into next, intend to stay airborne for a while yet.
On the Continent is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.